We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's always a pleasure to have this gentleman on because of his versatility, among other things, Al, because John Stallness is the host of the Phillies podcast, Hitting Season. He is also on the Eagles podcast, Eye on the Enemy, and he writes for Bleeding Green Nation, Two Sports, brilliant, John Stallness. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, guys, good morning.
John, I was calling hospitals yesterday. Can you confirm for us that Dave Dombrowski is still alive?
I have not. I cannot confirm anything.
You cannot.
I have no idea. Where is he? I've been wanting to be patient. Like, I've been kind of yelling at people on Twitter who are overreacting to the Mets doing everything and everybody else doing everything. But I really did think that the Phillies would have made a move by this point. But as long as all of the targets that we really had our minds set on are still available and they're not all flying off the shelves while the Phillies are doing nothing, I'm not panicking, but it would be nice if they did something.
No, hold on. A lot of these, we need a center fielder, right? Odubel's gone, thank God. Sterling Marte.
Yeah, Marte would have been a nice
piece. Was that a nice
piece? That would have been a nice piece.
Yeah. All right. I know right now, either shortstop or third base, you're going to need one of those unless you think Alec Bohm is going to find out what's going on. Didi didn't show me anything. There were some big-name shortstops who were already gone. Closer, Iglesias would have looked good in that role, right? Didn't he re-sign yesterday with the Angels? Sounds like we are losing potential replacements because John Middleton's not spending any money. What's going on?
Well, that's the other that's the big thing is will John Middleton go over the luxury tax? Well, because of what the Mets are doing and the Mets flying over the luxury tax, might that be enough? When somebody in the division finally goes over the tax, will he follow and do that? Because you can't fill all of those positions that you just mentioned without doing that. I mean, unless you're going to hand shortstop to Bryson Stott at the start of the season. And I think you have to give Alec Bohm another shot at third base. And you're right. Starling Marte coming off the board for center field, that was probably your best free agent option. The trade rumors indicate that Kevin Kiermaier has been in discussion. I would love to see the Phillies make an aggressive push for Brian Reynolds of Pittsburgh or Cedric Mullins of Baltimore, if those guys are even available, which I'm not sure they are, but there are other options for the outfield. There's lots of good outfield options that the Phillies can pursue in the corners in free agency. And, you know, there's still some good closer options out there, too. And I don't think they're going to go get the big ninth-inning closer guy. It sounds to me if they're going after guys like Corey Knebel, they're going to do a kind of a mix.
Oh, let's try a committee. That always works out great. Oh, jeez. All right, here's the thing I'm worried about, though. All right, midnight tonight, lockout. Everything shuts down for months? Is that what's going to happen here, John?
Yeah, they're not even allowed to have negotiations with players. Everything shuts down. That's exactly right. Now, the good news is that it shuts down for everybody, so nobody can make any moves. But at the same time, it is going to be disconcerting to go into February, early March, if there's still a lockdown, with the team still completely unready for the season, so it's unsettling for sure.
Hold on, I now must bring in the business editor of the WIP Morning Show, Al Morganti.
Mm-hmm.
Al, if the Phillies make no moves and then they shut down till February,
yeah, well, good luck selling tickets.
How good will ticket sales?
Yeah, they won't be.
Can you imagine trying to sell tickets when you got holes in your whole roster?
I got to go down to spring training and physically get all excited about it. No,
that is not going to make for a good season of attendance.
That's why it's so silly for these guys to go into lockout because it just doesn't help the industry. It's not the right thing for the industry and for the teams that are trying to continue to do their business. They got to figure out a way to get it done.
All right, let's move on to the Eagles, although they're also a bit of a dumpster fire right now. Are you ready? Would you like to see Gardner Minshew run this offense on Sunday?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Jalen Hurts, just last week we were singing the praises of Jalen Hurts, and he had a bad game on Sunday. And my feeling on Hurts has really not wavered at all. I'm not convinced he's the franchise guy. I think he's the guy for 2022. But I know that Gardner Minshew is not the future at the position. So I want to give Jalen Hurts the full season.
Stop. Last season, Gardner Minshew, Jacksonville, 95.9 passer rating. Career passer rating, Tom Brady, 96.6. Gardner Minshew is 25 years old. Stop laughing. I would like to know why he is not even in your consideration.
He does not have the physical tools. We talk about Jalen Hurts' lack of physical tools. Gardner Minshew doesn't even have the running component. And there's a reason he didn't. Why couldn't he keep the starting job in a place like in Jacksonville if he's so good? That he's a backup.
Because they had the top pick and they loved Trevor Lawrence despite the long hair.
But if you've got a quarterback in Gardner Minshew who, like you mentioned, is young, he's going to be way cheaper than Trevor Lawrence. Why I don't understand if they loved Gardner Minshew that much, they wouldn't have drafted Trevor Lawrence number one overall. You trade down out of that pick and get extra first round picks and build around Gardner Minshew.
Well, that was a clear case of Urban Meyer being taken in by another blonde.
Without a that's cold. All right, John, let me move on to an area I think we can all agree on. Jalen Reagor. How do you feel about the way that game ended on Sunday?
Well, I mean, he somehow managed to package the Nelson Aguilar drop and the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside drop from 2019 into one series, which is really saying something. And, you know, there's a part of me that doesn't hate the fact that they've been trying to get Jalen Reagor the ball so much this season because they really had to see whether or not this guy can play. I think we see this guy can't play, and he can't play here. I think this game on Sunday was so damaging for him that he's not going to be able to recover in Philadelphia. And if they had cut him this week, I would not have been surprised. That he certainly should be benched. Other players should be getting his targets, and I don't understand why he's been force-fed the ball so much over these last few weeks.
John, here's what's really interesting about it to me this week. They have gone out of their way to praise Reagor for his work ethic, his talent, all this. Nick did not stop from saying that Hurts gets an F for Sunday with the three turnovers. He said that Watson and Smith did not run the proper routes on the final play of the game. Why are they so protective of Jalen Reagor when clearly he's underperforming?
Because of Justin Jefferson. Howie Roseman has to make this, is doing everything he can to try and make this pick work, the Jalen Reagor pick work. He knows he's going to get – he's already getting it with both barrels because he passed over Justin Jefferson for Jalen Reagor. And so I think the message has come down from on high. Pump this kid up. Try and get his confidence level up. We really need to try and make this work because we can't have another early round failure at wide receiver. But I don't see any way out of it at this point. He's just not good enough.
All right. Here's my theory. And we had Marcus Hayes on in the 8 o'clock hour. John. You know who was really behind Reagor from day one? The owner, Jeff Lurie. He gave them marching orders. Get the fastest receivers. I love Tyreek Hill. Is it more likely that they want this guy to at least be okay to save the face of their owner, Jeffrey Lurie?
Yeah, if that's the case, then Jeffrey Lurie was really pushing for it. Whether it's Howie Roseman or Jeffrey Lurie, somebody has egg on their face with this pick. And trying to salvage Jalen Reagor certainly is just an attempt to try to salvage this pick. So whether it's Howie Roseman, whether it's Jeff Lurie, you can't blame Doug Peterson's already been fired, so hanging it around his neck at this point isn't going to work. And so they are trying to make it work, but it's just you can see. If anything else, I think the kid's got talent, but his body language now, he's got to be shell-shocked, and I just don't see how emotionally he can recover from what's gone on this season.
John, ignore the fact I've asked you this before. There are always new developments to the situation. John Stolness, who is a better owner, John Middleton or Jeffrey Lurie?
Oh, man. I would say marginally Jeffrey Lurie, just because the Eagles have had more success over the years than the Phillies certainly have. But
right.
It's close.
Why are you playing applause? I didn't ask for applause. All right, Stolness, you are still going with Lurie, but now it's getting close.
Yeah, I think it's a horse race.
All right, a couple of great free agency signings. Maybe we move over toward Middleton.
I'd like to see the Phillies break a decade-long playoff streak maybe before I move over to John
nice.
Middleton.
John Stolness, I told you, he's on Hitting Season podcast, also Eagles podcast, Eye on the Enemy, and read him at Bleed Agreed Nation. Always a pleasure, John. Thank you. Now I turn to another man who is very familiar with these people,
yeah.
Mr. Ruben Amaro Jr.
Yeah.
Ruben, but Joe, can I have another drum roll? Who's a better owner, Jeffrey Lurie or John Middleton?
Even though he fired me, I would say Middleton.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, what's your case?
I just think he's rectified the moves that had transpired earlier by bringing in the kind of GM and letting him do his job the way he's supposed to be doing it in Dave Dombrowski.
You know what's interesting? They both have one championship. They both have the one.
Correct.
And they've both been around a long time.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad question to look at the two and say,
yeah,
who's more committed here? I know who's more involved. I'm positive Lurie's more involved than Middleton. Lurie's involved day-to-day with his whims that they have to manufacture. So if he says to them, I want all the fast people in this draft, all these little guys in the Army, they'll go, oh, find who the fastest receiver is and draft them. We don't need Justin Jefferson. Draft Jalen Reagor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.